This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. It's the fifth day of raging hostilities between Israel and Palestinian militants, and Israel has intensified its assault on Gaza as militants continue to fire rockets back at the Jewish state. Israel's military said Friday they had not entered Gaza, but that air and ground forces were involved in attacks there. At least 119 people have been killed in Gaza and 8 have died in Israel since fighting began on Monday. Meanwhile, Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu has warned of civil war as mobs of Israelis and Arabs fight on the streets of his country. Taliban and Afghan government negotiators said Friday they met in Qatar after a long pause in peace talks between the two. It came on the second day of a three-day ceasefire announced by the Taliban for the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr. They began negotiations in September last year to try to find a way to end decades of war, but the talks stalled after a few rounds and violence has escalated since the United States began a final pullout of troops from Afghanistan on May 1st. The Taliban refused to attend a planned Washington-backed conference in Istanbul last month that was being held in a bid to speed up peace talks. The Russian government said Friday it is officially deeming the United States and the Czech Republic unfriendly states and that U.S. diplomatic missions could no longer employ staff, while Czech missions could employ a maximum of 19. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law last month to limit the number of local staff working at foreign diplomatic missions and other agencies and ordered the government to draw up a list of so-called unfriendly states that'll be subject to the restrictions. This is VOA News.